This recording, Italy 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered her ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Milan, one of the biggest cities in Italy. It's located in the very northern part of Italy, and it's like the most industrial city in the northern part. After a few years in Milan, I moved to Valsolda, that is a lovely place close to Lugano Lake, very close to the Swiss border. I grew up there for a long time, and then I moved back to Milan to study as an engineer there, aerospace engineer. After I'd been studying for 4 years there, I moved to Pisa to do my 1 year military service, and after that I worked for 1 year again in Milan in an aerospace company. While I was working, I decided to move to Kansas to keep on studying and have my master's degree in aerospace engineering here. And I'm here since August 2000. I think I will stay there till May 2002. Lawrence, it's quite a nice place. You know, I was used to Milan, so Lawrence doesn't fit all that much to me. But it's okay. I mean, I can live here for 2 years. No more, but 2 years I can do that. Okay, I wasn't a typical student. Usually, not lots of people of my age knows English very well. I don't know it very well, too, but I studied for 11 years. I started studying at the secondary level. So, yes, and for the first 3 years, I haven't learned all that much because, again, was not in the Italian mind to learn English all that well. I've been very lucky at the high school. I met this professor. She was from England. So, and with her, I learned a lot, really a lot. As after 5 years of learning English with her, I was speaking a very English with a British accent. I know it might sound funny right now listening to me, but it's true. And After that, I used to live in Valsolda, as I said, we got a very nice lake, and I worked in a camping there as a lifeguard, so for 3 summers. So I had the possibility to talk with German people, English people, people from Netherlands, so I could practice it a lot. And I love English, and plus I put a lot of effort in it, because in aerospace that's the official language all around the world, so that's all my experience with it.
That's right.
Padre nostro che sei nei cieli, sia santificato il tuo nome, venga il tuo regno, sia fatta la tua volontà, dacci oggi il nostro pane quotidiano e rimetti a noi i nostri peccati come noi rimettiamo i nostri peccatori, e non ci indurre in tentazione ma liberaci dal male.